The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Always a great pleasure to talk to political correspondent with the Irish Times, Harry McGee. The lads and ladies in Leinster are getting a little bit giddy now. One more week before, yippee, what will it be, 13 weeks of a recess, enjoying their holidays 5 years before there's another election. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, yeah, they're all singing, no more Latin, no more French, no more sitting on a hard school bench. Yes, I think they are getting a little bit giddy. And you see the usual flurry by the government in relation to kind of trying to get as much legislation over the line before the final guillotine comes down, Ivan.
And of course, they want the Dáil cleared out of the way before they do their showpiece events on the revised National Development Plan and all the hoopla with that and the summer economic statement.
Yeah, and they're a little bit later coming this year than usual. They're usually mid-July events, but they look like they will be published towards the end of the month. Summer economic statement first and then the National Development Plan. And the National Development Plan looks like it's ambitious. There's been a lot of emphasis in recent days on the need for Ireland to be more competitive. And one of the things that is constantly said and repeated is that there is an infrastructure deficit. We're lagging behind in terms of energy provision, in terms of the national grid, our water infrastructure. We saw there was a water warning this morning from Uisce Éireann in relation to several spots. You know, Dublin particularly in the long run is facing a huge challenge in terms of the provision of water and providing water to its population. So there will be very big capital and structural projects required over the next period in order for the country to remain competitive and to prosper in the future. So the National Development Plan will be a big document. Jack Chambers said on Monday that it's 160 billion euro, that the 20 billion euro extra is already being provisionally penciled in. So it'll be probably the most ambitious NDP we've seen in the States. But as you know, Ivan, from previous experience, there's a lot of distance between a document being published and a document being actually implemented. And the history of Irish infrastructure is a litany of projects that have been delayed for years and in some cases decades. And I suppose Metro would be a very good example of that. You know, 300 million euro has already been spent and it's nowhere near ready to commence, and it'll be another decade to 15 years before we see a metro in Dublin.
Okay, well, there's a whole series of programmes we could do on that, but what I want to focus on is the meeting this afternoon, this evening, between the opposition parties, Sinn Féin, Sock Dems, Labour, a Green Party, to discuss the presidential candidate, the possibility of a unity candidate. I wonder what you're hearing about this, because I think there's been a significant shift in Sinn Féin's position. I think they were very open to that 2 months ago. I think they sort of earmarked Senator Frances Black as a possible candidate. The Catherine Connolly was in the frame and there was different preferences and so on. But Sinn Féin then went on a process of consultation within its membership, North and South, and they really weren't in favour of left unity. They were in favour of Sinn Féin brand growth. And they were sort of coming to the conclusion of Michelle O'Neill, John Finucane, to push the kind of unity narrative. And then they said, what about Mary Lou? And Pierce Doherty said, what a fantastic idea is that? Because he'd probably be leader. What's your read of what Sinn Féin are at?
Yeah, there's a bit of second guessing going on there. So there's lots of hypotheticals. I was surprised because she actually ruled herself out in March. And I think the process that she's got a report in relation to the process, and I think three options were explored within Sinn Féin, and they put it out to the membership and conducted many kind of focus groups in relation to coming to a position. So the three positions were run no candidate, which I think was rejected, run a Sinn Féin candidate, or run a candidate that Sinn Féin or whom Sinn Féin can actually rally behind. And those two other options were the ones that were explored. I don't know if they've really pumped for a Sinn Féin candidate as such. They may be willing to back a candidate that has kind of strong Sinn Féin identity. And I think you mentioned Frances Black. Frances Black would be a very suitable candidate for Sinn Féin. You know, she comes, her family come originally from Rathlin Island in the north. She has been very strong in relation to the Occupied Territories Bill. So she would be a good fit. But the statement from the ambiguous statement from Mary Lou MacDonald on Monday certainly set a cat amongst the pigeons and raised the possibility that she might be a candidate. And Michelle O'Neill, as you've said, has not ruled herself out entirely. I was surprised by that, I must say, and perhaps my judgment is a little bit wonky, but I just couldn't see Sinn Féin fielding her, because would she be a candidate that would be fielded to raise the party profile but yet not win the race? And if she won the race, I mean, immediately the Sinn Féin identity and brand for her will be gone. She would become a president for all the people and above politics as such. You know, Michael D. Higgins stood as a Labour Party candidate in 2011. But once the person assumes the office of the president, I think that very strong connection between candidate and party begins to dissipate, and certainly will dissipate over time. But maybe Mary Lou MacDonald is the personification of Sinn Féin, and maybe it would be a little bit different for her. And then if she did stand, the difficulty that Sinn Féin would have then is, you know, who would succeed her? Piers Doherty would be the obvious candidate, but you hear from time to time that Piers might not be interested in that. He's based in Donegal. He's got a young family. He is already very committed in his position as finance spokesperson for the party. And you do hear from Sinn Féin people that Piers might be persuaded, but it's not something that he necessarily wants. So then when you look beyond Piers Doherty, you know, there aren't really obvious successor candidates, you know, cropping up. I think they would have to do a bit of a search, and they would have to do a bit of a recruitment process to see who might be suitable. So there's opportunity there for Sinn Féin, but there are also plenty of risks, Ivan, as well.
But you're dancing along the fence there, Harry.
I mean, I certainly am. Saying, I'm just picking the chips of wood out of my bottom.
The point I'm trying to make is this. I'm taking for what you're saying is that you're thinking that on balance, Sinn Féin will decide against Mary Lou being their candidate. That's what I'm picking up from you.
That's my judgment. My judgment is that they won't run Mary Lou MacDonald, but my judgment has been wrong many times in the past,
I actually don't know the answer to that, but what my sense of this is that Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil were quite kind of laissez-faire about this. It's going to cost 500,000. Are we guaranteed the win? Do we want to put the capital, political capital into this? But if Mairead McGuinness is the Fine Gael true blue candidate, it would stick in their craw to sit on their hands. In other words, it's one thing if there's a kind of Mary Kennedy or some kind of non-political person. So, you know, their hand has been forced by this in terms of Fine Gael saying, we've never had the presidency, we won the presidency. And this creates a problem for Fianna Fáil because, you know, they've looked at people. They've looked at Barry Andrews. They've looked at Peter Power. Mary Hanafin is offering. And I'm detecting in Mount Street that they have no go-to strategy here other than they don't want Bertie as their candidate.
I think you might be on the money there, Ivan. I think Fianna Fáil has the biggest problem in relation to its approach to this election. The last candidate that Fianna Fáil fielded was Mary McAleese back in 1997. They didn't field in 2011 because the party had taken a whipping in the 2011 election. And of course, they didn't field in 2018 because Michael D. Higgins was the incumbent and was backed by all of the bigger parties in 2018, with the exception of Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil's problem is the problem that Sinn Féin had in 2018. Sinn Féin ran Leonie Rieda in 2018. She wasn't of sufficiently high profile throughout the country to do well for the party, in contradistinction, for example, with Martin McGuinness, who polled above the Sinn Féin polling numbers in 2011. She just didn't have the profile. Fianna Fáil are struggling with profile. Of course, there is one person with a huge profile, Bertie Ahern, but as we have seen, presidential election campaigns tend to be campaigns of attrition and very personal. They can sometimes become very venal and very visceral. And Bertie Ahern's candidature would be vulnerable because of the Celtic Tiger and the collapse of the economy and his personal finances. And as sure as night follows day, from day one in the campaign, he would be fielding questions in relation to that. And that's a big risk for him personally, but also for Fianna Fáil if they were to decide to field him. And I think it's similarly with Mary Hanafin, even though there's no personal difficulties from her own perspective, she's also associated with that government, that kind of Versailles type government that was in the noughties, and you know, the stain of original sin still applies to that in terms of putting yourself up for election. And when you look beyond those, Fianna Fáil are in difficulty because there aren't any big beasts who are coming forward, Sean Kelly, Mairead McGuinness type figures. In the past, you would have had a veteran sitting TD from Fianna Fáil being pushed forward. Brian Lennon, Albert Reynolds, you know, going back to to the likes of Erskine Childers in the 1970s. But there isn't anybody emerging from there. So I think Fianna Fáil will probably have to go outside the party and find a Mary McAleese type figure. The party strategists tell you that she wasn't selected until the 20th of September in 1997, you know, only 6 weeks before the campaign. Her profile wasn't necessarily very high at the time. People knew who she was, but she was certainly not a household name. But she was able to change that perception during the course of the election campaign. So they're hoping for a kind of a similar loaves and fishes exercise in 2025, where a candidate with a medium profile can put in a storming campaign, perhaps, and come close to beating the clear favourite Mairead McGuinness. But that's a very difficult proposition, Ivan, as you would well know.
So a summer silly season of speculation lies ahead before the real business is done in September. Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times, thank you as always.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.